Hello?
Hi, this is Abigail from Family First Care Home Care Services.
Hi, how you doing?
Hi, I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm good.
Okay, good. I see Allison was helping you through your enrollment, but she actually had left our company, so I'm going to be taking over your case, okay?
Okay.
So, I see you also, you sent in some of your bank statements to the county.
Mm-hmm.
Were you able to get all of them from all the 5 years?
Yes, it's 6 years. It's from 2020 to 2025 of September.
Okay.
It might be October. Is it October? Yeah, I think, yeah, it's October or September. One of them. I need to call the county office. Because did they say anything to y'all?
Not that I know of. I just see that you were missing 1 year and you were trying to get it, but that was like 2 weeks ago, so it could be.
Yeah, I got it. I had got it, and I submitted all of the. I had submitted all of them. I submitted them on the Was it last? Not last week. The week before that, 31st on Halloween.
Okay, amazing. So now that it's all in, I'm going to email the county, and we're gonna see how to take it from there. Okay. I'm going to get back.
Yeah, because my dad had called them, and they told my dad that my dad wanted me to call them because something about they denied it or something, but we got until December the 9th now because something about they want to know why he was taking $500 out of his account every month. Why do they need to know that? It's his money, right?
Yeah, so they like to know they want you to write down if there was any charges for over $500, just so that they, that's part
of it. What charges?
Anything that was charged from the statements, any transactions for $500 or over, they like to know what the charge was for.
I thought long as he didn't have over $2,000 in his account, that's all they needed. When did all this come from? It's his money, so why he can't take out $500? That's crazy.
That's part of the approval.
I don't know. I never heard of that, but okay. What's this new?
This is just what the county likes to know.
And then he want me to call him. What I'm going to call him and say?
Okay.
I mean, I don't know.
Hold on a second, please.
Mm-hmm. Oh, see. Why you put your pen right here? My pen is something wrong with mine. But I'll use yours. Because that's what you want me to do. That is fine with me. Somebody already signed it. Sid, what the hell? Is you slow? Yo, he blows up. Sid. Here, somebody already signed it. Why did you give it to me? What top signature? No, what are you talking about? I didn't sign this. Somebody else. You got two signatures on here. Oh, right here. This is what you're talking about. Why the fuck am I signing it? I'm not. I'm like, somebody else already signed this.
About the other
page. Yeah, I thought that's what you wanted me to find. That's what I'm looking like. What the hell?
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, sorry about that. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so you said you have all the bank statements at home and you didn't give them into the county yet, or you sent them in without rating why the $500 was taken out?
What you mean? I didn't know that. That's, all I know is that I was supposed to submit the bank statement for the last five years.
Okay.
I didn't know I had to specify.
Did you send it back to the county? Did you give it back to them?
Yeah, I submitted it online on a compass.
Okay. So they're going to want to know why, like, for each $500 that was taken out, they're going to want you to write why. And I don't know exactly why this is, but this is the only way you can get approved for the waiver program to get payment for your caregiver or for your father's caregiver.
He don't want to write that because I'm not his payee. He's his own payee.
Sorry?
So, huh?
So does he know why, like, does he know for each transaction what he took it out for?
So wait, I'm going to ask him.
Okay.
I got to ask him because, I don't have control over his money.
For sure.
Does he control his own money?
Yeah, for sure. But, I mean, this was in the past. This is the past 5 years. So if he could just write down what it was from, or you can ask him, and then you can write it down, whatever he tells you. But this is just the way that they approve for this.
So I gotta write for each month for 5 years.
Not for each month. Only the transactions that are over $500.
I'm quite sure it's every month. Like, I don't know. I got to look at them and see. And then I could do it from like that. But, and then where am I writing this to? Like, what am I just writing and taking
it? It's not for all the 5 years. It's the last 2 years. And the three years before that, it's biannually. So it's only 2 months from the years 21, 22, and 23. And maybe part of 2020.
So, again, every year I got to write something for whatever month it is.
Yeah,
so,
that's
every month. You sitting there talking about something, it's not. It is. All right, I'll go in there and I'll look and see what it is and try to figure it out and see what we're going to do.
Sent it in over their website, the county's website?
Yeah, on a compass, the compass website.
Okay, hold one second, please. Hold one second.
Okay. Uh-huh. The only way y'all fucking got them. I didn't send them nowhere else. I didn't even send them to y'all. What are you talking about? He was crazy. I can't. All right. I don't know.
Okay. Hello?
Yes.
Okay. I'm not sure if the county got your statement because you sent it in through the website. It could be that it's fine, but if you don't mind, you could send me the statements, and then I'm going to resend it into the county to make sure they got it.
They did get it. I'm telling you that they got it. My dad talked to him today, but they told him that he has to tell them what he took out $500 for. That's why I'm asking
right.
you why is they asking that.
Yeah, you're going to. The only way they're going to approve you. Okay?
All right. Okay.
Okay? So if you write that down, you can send it back into them and let me know if...
So am I writing it? So... Yeah, like I'm
it's printed
cause
out,
that's
correct?
How detailed do it need to be? Because am I writing it on this?
It was $500 for a new oven. You can just write oven next to it. Okay,
can I just put living expenses on here?
A little more details would probably be better, but...
What, something that you actually used it for? Well, how about, what if he was paying rent somewhere or something?
So that's what you can write.
Okay.
For rent.
All right.
Home rent.
Okay.
Whatever. Okay? I'm sorry.
All right.
I know it's a lot, but... This is the only way they approve you. It's not
that is crazy. They better give me...
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, let me know.
All right, can this number...
Yeah?
Okay, I will.
Yeah, you could call me back on this number, okay?
All right, thank you.
No problem. Take care.
All right, bye-bye.
Mm-hmm.